daddy's old LGO. And I lost my mind somewhere in New Mexico. And T.W. put a snake on my back. I keep a red bone on my side. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Station. morning. Hey, let's do some radio, shall we, this morning? Good morning, and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Tuesday, January 22nd, 2019. Having a little bit of technical difficulty this morning, to say the least. I'm sure you gathered that. I apologize for the delay. And it seems to be on my end. I don't know exactly what's going on. We've been talking about that. We'll get it straightened out. At any rate, yesterday was Martin Luther King Day, and I was thinking about some of the words from James Lowen's Lies My Teacher Told Me, reflecting on what's going on. It's interesting, you know, to take these words and then, I don't know, maybe juxtapose that cynicism with some encouragement, I suppose. Ron Paul was on RT with Rick Sanchez about a week and a half ago. Did you catch that? It's interesting. I just think it's interesting that Ron Paul, and by the way, Ron Paul on RT, that just kind of punctuates where we are in America these days, as far as I'm concerned. But it's always interesting to me to hear him and how he obviously has been to the big dance, so to speak, been to Washington, D.C., and yet somehow he manages to maintain his optimism, his eternal optimism, which I find remarkable. Obviously, he knows something I don't, and that I mean both in a literal and rhetorical sense. So from James Lowen's Lies My Teacher Told Me, the afterword, remember the afterword? The future lies ahead and what to do about them, that little play on words. If the authors of American history textbooks took notice of the points made in the first 10 chapters of this book, then textbooks would be far less likely to present and teachers to teach distorted and indefensibly incomplete accounts of our past. Lies My Teacher Told Me is itself incomplete, however. It says little about Hispanic history, for example, and I've read this before. Yet our textbooks are so Anglo-centric that they might be considered Protestant history. What about women's history and the history of gender in America? Two different but related topics. Lies mentions both subjects from time to time, but makes no thorough critique of how textbooks present women's history and gender issues. And what about the next lie, the next historical marker, commemorative statue, museum exhibit, feature film set in the American past, television miniseries, or historical novel, will probably pass on more misinformation. At the least, it will present its topic incompletely and partially. What is to be done about these future lies? And it's interesting to reflect on those words because, again, I don't know about you, but yesterday was provocatively absent of any meaningful or substantive dialogue that included Martin Luther King. There was a passing reference here and there, but they were very fleeting, few and far between, in my estimation. Again, this is just my perspective, but I didn't see many. Very few headlines, very few stories. It seemed like there was an effort to, I mean, if I had to guess, I would say there was an effort to avoid the subject altogether. Very odd. I mean, uncharacteristically so, in my humble estimation. So that's very interesting because the, you know, Martin Luther King Day, commemorating the birth of Martin Luther King, is sort of a joke. It's sort of a lie in itself. And the lie is out in plain view. And it should be, I mean, I guess if we still had any sort of critical faculty left in America, I think we could spend time between Martin Luther King Day and April 4 every year talking about this controversy and really trying to sort things out, not just this. I mean, we start here and we try to sort out the matter, but you know, you start thinking about it. I mean, we've played the clips of John Judge, for example, talking about how his mom was in the Pentagon, and the day after, the Monday after JFK was assassinated, the Pentagon went back to work reconfiguring the numbers for Vietnam. And, you know, fast forward to Martin Luther King's assassination, which obviously had something to do with the war effort. Stick around, we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands.
So, you know, I can't help thinking that we should be able to sort through this madness in a matter of months. And interestingly enough, Ron Paul seems to have similar sentiments, if we're to believe what he says.
when asked. And, you know, I'm not aware of him ever saying anything to the contrary. His remarks with Rick Sanchez about a week and a half ago are what he always seems to maintain. That's the position he always maintains. So the video is titled "Ron Paul, Deep State More Powerful Than Presidents." It's an interesting little deal. I think we should play it. It's like 8.5 minutes long, so maybe we'll play that. At least the first few minutes anyway, maybe the first half or so. But interesting, I suppose, because I don't understand, and then I guess I do. I don't understand how Rick Sanchez can keep prefacing the way that he does, especially, you know, I guess maybe, you know, some of the coverage of subject matter that Abby Martin has done, you know, on Empire Files, and some of the other stuff, you know, some of Lee Camp's coverage of subject matter. There are things that are discussed on that network that you would think would, I don't know, maybe Rick Sanchez doesn't watch any other broadcast, but just his sort of prefacing is interesting. So anyway, I want to give you a little bit of that, and this gets back to this discussion. Again, we should be having this discussion. Rick Sanchez's little qualifiers notwithstanding, we should be having this discussion. Are there people who influence and essentially control the government, regardless of who votes for whom? I mean, I think it's kind of a rhetorical question. What is the what is the general consensus, though? You know, most people have no idea. I think, you know, speaking of the prefacing, too, I think it was Rick Sanchez who did a piece not too long ago. 5G, I think the RT video was 5G wireless, a dangerous experiment on humanity. I think that was Rick Sanchez. And so, you know, for him, I don't know. Just interesting. People don't think, you know, you look at your phone, look at that device. If you have one of those little wireless devices, you look at it and you watch as it receives information from the ether, you know, from nowhere. It's not plugged into anything. Where's the information coming from? You can see on it when someone calls, when you receive some kind of information. You can see it coming from nowhere. And then science tells us that the human body runs on similar technology, in a sense, excuse me. And so what makes someone like Rick Sanchez think that the same sorts of impulses, pun intended, can't be that we can't be influenced by them, that they can't be sent, the same kind of signals can't be sent to you or I? And that's a whole different discussion. It's just interesting that people don't seem to make that connection. Very, I don't know, just one of those provocative kinds of things. But I think we should be able to have this discussion. It's Martin Luther King Day yesterday. You know, around this time of year, from about the 15th to the 21st of January, celebrating the birth of Martin Luther King. Okay, so between now and April 4th, we should be able to have a discussion about how essentially the military-industrial complex conspired. And it's not a complex. It ends up being a very select group of of folks who benefit and who have means, motive, and opportunity to assassinate people like a civil rights leader a year to the day after he makes an anti-war speech, a very provocative one, or a sitting United States president in broad daylight, or his brother, who's probably on the road to the presidency also. You know, there are folks who have means, motive, and opportunity. And ironically, I believe that most of America trusts them with their safety and security, the ultimate Stockholm Syndrome scenario. So I think we should be able to have this conversation. And regardless of exactly who, it's pretty clear, it's becoming more and more obvious, I think, to more and more folks that it doesn't matter. Voting is really sort of irrelevant. It's window dressing. You know, at best, it seems to just draw folks into a specious bifurcation fallacy kind of conflict where they're arguing about things. Again, Ezra Pound's words, the technique of infamy is to invent two lies and get you arguing about which one is true. Heatedly at that. Anyway, I want to play this clip. Ron Paul, deep state, more powerful than presidents. Rick Sanchez on RT talks to Ron Paul about this for a few minutes. Go ahead, please.
Are there forces in the United States that are more powerful than Congress, more powerful than the President of the United States, more powerful than the President and the Congress combined? And are those forces the ones that are really in control of our military and our foreign policy? These questions aren't new. But this week, as we learned that both Mike Pompeo and John Bolton are essentially ignoring the President of the United States, if not actually bigfooting him on Iraq and on Afghanistan, it kind of got us to wonder around here. Got us to wonder, is there a secret controlling government that has nothing to do with the government that we actually elect? And I'm not talking about tinfoil hat argument of microchips in people's brains and secret signals being set by, you know, through our TV sets and all that crazy talk. That's not what we mean when we say deep state. What we're talking about is a potential combination of big media, political establishments, military industrial contractors working in synergy for two things: power and money. It's that simple. By the way, who's going to buck these guys? This giant multi-billion dollar forces. Who's going to buck them? Who's going to stand up to them? Donald Trump? Apparently not. Maybe Ron Paul? We asked him. Here's what he had to say.
There's a lot of people who are going to listen to our conversation, and I know what they're thinking. They're thinking, it doesn't matter whether it's Donald Trump or Barack Obama or Mickey Mouse in the White House. There's just things that are done in this country that happen despite who's sitting in the Oval Office. And one of them are these foreign affairs decisions that always tend to be pro-war. What do you say to those people? Are they right?
I think that's true. I think that happens. I don't. And I saw it when I was in the Congress. If you had a Pelosi and Paul Ryan or a Boehner, you know, they worked very much together, and they always made sure the funding was there. And you know, just recently, you know, the military funding went from $700 billion quickly. well, we have to pass it. It's the end of the year, $770 billion. But the distraction is, of course, what about this $5 billion? You know, to build this war, you know, they distract you from that. But no, and I think to get in the leadership, it's not, you don't earn your stripes. That was one thing that I had made a decision even before I went to Washington. And while I was there, if I had set my goal as to become chairman of the banking committee, I would have had to sell my soul, really. And I said, wait, you do exactly what they tell you. You raise a lot of money, and it costs a couple million. Now it's probably $5 or $10 million to deliver to the party. And you have to do that by kowtowing to the powerful special interests, mainly the military industrial complex. So it's a rotten system.
Think about what he just said, right? You have to sell your soul, and you have to kowtow to the system, and you have to at least raise about $5 million just to be able to keep doing what you're doing. That's what he just said. That's what it takes to be a congressman in America today. Now, we kept talking to Congressman Paul and asked him about what he thinks of the possibility that this situation could somehow be remedied. You know, most people you'd think would say, no, this thing is so deep that it can't be fixed. But you'd be surprised. He is not of that mind. He believes that younger Americans like you watching this show right now instead of Fox or CNN hold the key to the future. Listen to what Ron Paul says.
I'm not all that pessimistic because I think this thing just won't work and we will have the opportunity. But there's a few of us that have to get our message out. But those few are growing in numbers. And I was convinced as I campaigned for the presidency that a lot of young people, if they hear the message of liberty and personal responsibility and anti-war, and then if you can explain crony capitalism through the monetary system, you can energize them.
So, let's do this. Let's talk about the deep state. We want to look into this even a little bit further, especially after that conversation. I mean, think about what he just said one more time. Let me give it to you one more time. You have to sell your soul. This is what he said it was like to be a congressman. You have to sell your soul. You have to be able to raise at least $5 million or you're out. And you have to kowtow to the military-industrial complex. Those are his words, man. Something we should really know more about. We've asked our correspondent, Michelle Greenstein, to find out more about this. I'm almost passionate about this because, you know, we're talking about our democracy here. And if there is something called the deep state, it really is controlling the people that we elected. We didn't control those guys, the deep state. We controlled the people we thought were going to change the system. But why can't they?
Right. Well, there certainly are these agencies that remain in power as presidential administrations and as congresspeople come and go, and they operate not on behalf of you and me, but on these powerful business interests, the same business interests that Ron Paul alluded to when he talked about the military-industrial congressional complex. I mean, he mentioned the CIA, and so did you. These business interests really dominate our intelligence agencies. The CIA operations really have an MO. Whenever American business interests are threatened anywhere in the world, the CIA will jump in and undermine that government, whether it's elected or not, and mobilize the opposition to it by any means necessary. So we have everything from rigging elections and intimidation to death squads and assassination. And this isn't for the American interest. This is not a democratic situation. This is not on behalf of you and me. This is for these business interests that the CIA is there to protect. And this is, again, not really a top-down, wild, giant conspiracy. There are no Illuminati meetings in the dead of night. Right. This is really just the natural progression of a state where businesses are allowed to become so powerful that it makes sense for them financially to use a tool like the CIA to their advantage. They can afford to use these elected and non-elected government bodies.
And it just kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and it does seem like it's uncontrollable, and now it's not affected. This is not a Democrat thing. This is not a Republican thing.
Oh, it's a huge
the whole
shebang. Yeah, I mean, think about the Congressional Armed Services Committee. These are the people that decide how much money we're going to spend on war and which wars and which weapons contractors get them. These deliberations are secret. So it's not representative of you and me. And the senior members of the committee all take about $700,000 from these weapons industry corporations. Let's talk about them for a second. Okay, some of the biggest ones, Lockheed Martin, 87% of their annual revenue, or rather of their net sales from 2017, came straight from the U.S. government.
Wow.
And that's including foreign military sales. So they have a hand in what our foreign policy is. Of course they do. For Raytheon, that number is 80%. For Northrop Grumman, that number is 85%.
And it's like trillion-dollar companies.
Exactly. And when you depend on a single customer for such a significant portion of your business and you have such a vested material interest in keeping the U.S. government at war, of course, it's a simple business decision for them to spend some money making sure the U.S. government stays at war. And that's what you alluded to when you spoke of Bolton and Pompeo kind of backtracking on Trump.
Yeah, and they come from that world. There's one thing we have to say, because it really should come down. I tell my children, I try to be as good a dad as I can and as imperfect as I am, and I'm probably more imperfect than most people.
I really believe that you got to have principles, you got to have morals, and you got to have integrity. And at some point, you got to be able to look at yourself in the mirror and say, I love this country, and I'm not going to allow this to happen. The hell are those people?
You mean people on the inside?
People, like congressmen, yeah. Who comes and these guys are buying them out.
There are hundreds of thousands of these employees of the military-industrial complex, right? They have to sign these NSA and CIA secrecy agreements. So if they want to blow the whistle, they can just slap the state secrets privilege on you and put you in prison. So the entire system works against people coming out and telling the truth.
Well, how about our elected officials? Why have they sold out? Because it seems like they really have, and in really big numbers.
Well, anyway, they wouldn't rise to that position if they weren't willing to.
Or another day. Thank you, as usual. Fantastic. Good stuff.
Thanks.
Hey, YouTube. Thanks for checking.
There you go. You see what I'm saying? I mean, it's hard to focus on the subject matter when you have Rick Sanchez prefacing the way that he did, tinfoil hat, microchip in people's brains, secret signals being sent. It's interesting, Rick, what you're talking about is real, and the same folks who are controlling the United States so-called government, this rogue political regime, they've been working on that technology for decades. Stick around, I'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. Final segment of the first hour. We lost some time there at the beginning. Final segment of the first hour. Today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast is Tuesday, January 22nd, day after Martin Luther King Day this year, 2019. And so, you know, like I said, it's difficult for me at least to maintain the kind of optimism that Ron Paul maintains, and also difficult to really kind of focus on his remarks with Rick Sanchez is what I just call ignorant comments. I mean, I guess I understand what he's trying to do there. Maybe I hopefully in good faith, he's just trying to draw folks in. But, you know, he has an opportunity and, dare I say, responsibility to tell the truth, which gets right back to what we're talking about. Of course, we know, you know, thankfully, YouTube reminds us RT is funded in whole or in part by the Russian government, because, you know, we wouldn't know that if Wikipedia wasn't helping us know what to think and how to think, or actually not to think. You know, we got to put those bumpers up on the bowling alley and keep the training wheels on your bike so that you don't fall over, because heaven knows, Edward Bernays reminds us, no one will ever be able to learn anything without his control. So, but we should be able to have a discussion. You know, Ron Paul's optimistic in spite of the fact that, you know, and Michelle Greenstein sort of echoes Rick Sanchez's remarks there. RT America correspondent Michelle Greenstein, no Illuminati meetings in the dead of night. You know, okay. Well, interestingly enough, there are books that have been written. You know, Carol Quigley documented how there were secret meetings, actually, at which the plot was furthered and refined. And, you know, I seem to recall H.G. Wells writing about the open conspiracy, where at a certain point the plot would be brought out into open view. And then, you know, instead of having secret meetings at Jekyll Island or, you know, Bretton Woods or those kinds of things, now just do it out in the open in places like Davos, Switzerland, or Davos in the desert at World Economic Forum and Future Investment Initiative, respectively. So it's just interesting that that's happening. And, you know, you would think Rick Sanchez feels a responsibility, being the good dad that he's trying to be, to tell the truth. So that brings me back to James Lowen's Lies My Teacher Told Me. What is to be done about these future lies? And this is a moment where we could have an honest discussion, I think. And it's interesting that, you know, logic would dictate that there should be some serious soul searching going on in America. But for certain psychological reasons, that doesn't seem to happen, does it? We'll talk more about that when we come back. Stick around. Second hour coming up right after this short break.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.